This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Last week, the Colorado Secretary of State said partial passwords for voting machines were mistakenly posted online, which is the latest headache for many election clerks. Clerk and recorder Bobby Gross says Mesa County was among those that needed to change passwords. Gross observed the update firsthand.
I'm absolutely confident that our system was never breached. And there's no denying that those leaked passwords has hurt voter confidence, and we're just doing everything possible to communicate about the additional redundancies we have in place to protect the voting system.
As of Friday, all affected counties had their passwords reset. That, according to the Secretary of State's office. Denver's Central Library hasn't exactly been quiet for the last few years. It's echoed with the sounds of drills, hammers, and saws. But that is finally over. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
The Denver Library's main branch is reopening today in all its bibliographic beauty after nearly $70 million of renovations that have shut down much of the building since 2020. Central Branch Director Rachel Fuel.
Just the level of welcoming and belonging I feel like we can deliver back to the community is astounding, and it just makes me feel real good.
The upgrades include everything from new elevators to new spaces for teenagers and more. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
Chance of rain in the Front Range today. Denver will have highs in the 50s. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's 9:06.